I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. A man convicted of robbing and killing an off-duty prison guard is set to be the second inmate executed in Georgia this year. State Attorney General Chris Carr announced this week that 40-year-old Robert Earl Butts Jr. is scheduled to die on May 3rd at the state prison in Jackson. Butts and 41-year-old Marion Wilson Jr. were convicted and sentenced to death in the March 1996 slaying of Donovan Corey Parks. A summary of the case says Butts and Wilson asked Parks for a ride outside a Walmart store in Milledgeville. They then ordered him out of the car and fatally shot him a short distance away. Wilson's case is pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. Some of the top candidates in the upcoming gubernatorial election will meet for a small business forum in Atlanta today. The National Federation of Independent Business, along with several local groups, will host the forum. Democrats Stacey Abrams and Stacey Evans will answer questions alongside Republican candidates Casey Cagle, Hunter Hill, Clay Tippins, and Brian Kemp. Party primaries will be held next month in the race to replace term-limited Governor Nathan Deal. The general election will take place in November. Governor Deal is urging Piedmont Healthcare and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Georgia to resolve their contract dispute today or face intervention. Deal tweeted Monday that if the insurer and hospital system were unable to reach an agreement, quote, the state will be forced to initiate executive action. WSB reports that could include allowing state employees to enroll with another insurer that has Piedmont in its network. Piedmont estimates a 500,000 state employees insured by Blue Cross have lost in-network pricing at Piedmont facilities. Deal announced that the state and university system would absorb out-of-network costs for employees until May 1st. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is continuing to make progress analyzing thousands of backlogged rape kits. Since 2016, the GBI has been clearing out nearly 10,000 old kits so it can concentrate on new cases. According to the AJC, the effort began when 1,300 sexual assault kits were discovered in storage at Grady Memorial Hospital in 2015. In response, the legislature passed a law requiring all Georgia agencies to send rape kits to the GBI for testing. The backlog has since been cut by more than two-thirds and now stands at less than 2,900 kits. Since the program began 2 years ago, the old kits have led to pending charges in 112 cases. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves beat the Philadelphia Phillies last night 2-1. Pitcher Julio Teheran struck out 9 batters to earn his first win of the season. The Braves, who are 9-6 to start the year, play the Phillies again tonight at 7:30. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Taylor Gant.